Hey, y'all, I'm going to take a second to give a quick shout out to the official mortgage lender of the Hunt Lift Eat podcast. That's Casey Burns of Prime Lending Mortgage. I've known Casey for 10 years, and he's the only lender I use. I've used Casey to purchase two houses, and the process has been seamless and easy each time. He's the heart of an educator, and he truly cares about what's best for his clients. He specializes in VA loans, but can handle FHA, conventional, and investment loans as well. He's a true expert and specialist in his field, and there's no one I recommend more than Casey. You can contact Casey at casey.burns@primelending.com. Reach him by phone at 919-710-1864. You can also check out all his reviews at www.closewithcasey.com. Thanks, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Hunt Lift Eat podcast, brought to you by Hunt Lift Eat Official. I'm Carter McKenzie, and we're back, baby. We're back, and we got the boys here with a kind of a Christmas gift guide episode that we thought would be appropriate leading into the holiday season. I got, you know, Bobby, classic Bobby's here. We got Scotty, and we got Tyler. So we got some team members from all over the country who have had very successful hunting seasons. The crew's here, and we're going to share some products that we like, that we really support, give you a good honest review, and give some suggestions to listeners if you're looking for, you know, gifts for that outdoorsman or woman in your life. I got one for kids as well. If you're looking for gifts to give folks in the outdoors and people who like kind of what we stand for over here at Hunt, Lift, Eat, spending time outdoors, the fitness world, hunting, lifting, and eating. So, yeah. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Carter? Happy to be back. We got the boys together, right, in the middle of hunting season, and just poking in for the holidays. I love it.
Heck yeah.
I miss you, Carter. Come back to Montana.
Dude, I missed you too. I want to move to Montana. I'm in. Or San Diego, I mean.
You won't.
Yeah.
Chicago is sick, dude.
Yeah, Chicago was sick. It was sick, dude. And Bobby, how's your hunting season going, man?
Oh, you know, it's just so glorious, as Luke would point out every 15 minutes. He's I don't want to beat a dead horse, but, you know, he's killing me.
That good, huh?
No, it's not that bad. I mean, listen, it's better than any day at work or doing anything else. I'm outdoors. I'm sitting there. I'm seeing a lot of action. I'm just being patient, man. I'm being very patient.
Yep. Hell yeah. Plenty of season left, and you know, we're recording this early December here. And the idea here is, you know, we want to share products with you guys that we like and that we trust. There's no ulterior motive here. This is not paid advertising or sponsorships. This is just things that we like, that we've been using, products and companies and people that we believe in. And, yeah, we just want to spread the love and kind of share that with everybody. And if you're stuck on what to get that outdoorsman or woman in your life, check these products out. Check them out and shoot us a message, ask us any questions, or hit these folks up on Instagram. They're all good people. So yeah. Without any further ado, let's roll right into it. We got a couple from each of us. So, Bobby, you want to kick us off, man?
Yeah, man. Be happy to. So, I'm gonna start with one of my favorite little gizmos and gadgets that I use from a local guy here to my state. It's Gerard at Rack Getters. We had him on the show before. I always talk about how much I love his products, and I don't do that because he's from New Jersey. I do it because I really believe in his products, and I think it's one of the better things out there. I mean, Carter, you use it. A lot of the guys on the team use it, and I feel like the best thing about Gerard's products is himself, because he stands for his products. He believes in them, and he's always willing to help. So one of my products that I love every season is something that's actually not made by him, but he offers with his pods in there. So this is the WinScent 2.0. And this little gizmo is about $100. I think it's like $129. So it's, you know, super affordable. And the cool thing about this is these little cartridges here, I don't know if you can see them, you can actually get them made for, like, Gerard offers his hot to trot, his sweet corn, and all his scents inside this cartridge. And the reason why, there's a couple reasons why I like it. One is when you're spraying scents outside, they just lay on the ground and they're dead. Vapor actually travels a lot further than an actual scent. So this can go much further away than you want it to go. Two, it lasts a lot longer. So these little cartridges actually last a lot longer than a spray bottle. And three, the cool thing is it's remote controlled. So I can sit in my blind or my tree stand. I have this on a tripod. I can mount it to a tree, hit the button, and I can control the actual scent and how much scent I want to be using. One of my favorite things to do is actually, I'm a weirdo. So I actually enhance my food because we bait here in New Jersey with Gerard's Rat Getters food enhancer. And I use a caramel corn or a sweet corn. And then I actually put the cartridge in there to make that scent go so much further. So they smell that and they come running into like a dinner bell. And it's worked phenomenal for me for years. And I think I've had this actual one for 4 years now. So it's a phenomenal little product.
Yeah, if you're in a state where you can use scents and lures and that kind of stuff, definitely check out Rat Getter Scents. I use them as well here in Georgia. Actually killed a nice 8-pointer. My buddy John did. First deer he ever killed, he killed it on my property this weekend. And we were running that hot to trot wind scent in addition to a Montana decoy, trying to pick up a late rut cruiser now that rut's over here. And this guy came in and was wanting to check it out. And that was really cool. So definitely worth checking out. I can definitely speak to his products working as well. And a great guy, former Marine, good dude. Definitely check them out. At least go drop a follow on Instagram.
Yeah, 100%. Love that you can just reach out at any moment and say, hey man, this is what I'm dealing with. Can you, any words of wisdom? And he's instantly ready to help you out, you know, and tell you, recommend different products for you and what will work best for him and what hasn't worked best for him. So it's really cool to have him there.
Yeah, it's awesome. Rat Getter Scents. Hit up Gerard. Sweet. Let's move west. Scotty, what are we working with, dude? Also, congrats on that giant ass buck, dude.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate congrats. It.
You'd need about 50 of my Montana buck to equal that. Maybe even 60.
No, just a couple more years, maybe.
Yes. Yeah. Not that long.
Right on. Well, thank you. Now it was awesome. Awesome hunting season for me and for my family, you know. Went out to my grandpa's ranch and with my brothers and my sister, and it was very successful. So no complaints over here. Yeah, but one of my gifts is something I picked up this year, and it's comes from Stealthy Hunter. I don't know if you guys know or have heard of them. But Ryan Lampers, who is the guy with real long hair. I don't know if you guys watch Brian Call on Gritty, but it's kind of his brand, but it's just a spotting pad. It's right here. And I can strap it to my pack. It's got a blaze orange coloring to it on one side, and then it's just green on the other. And, dude, it's awesome. I used it here in California and Colorado. Just something to slip under, to sit on when you're in the snow, in the mud, in the weeds, whatever. And then if you watch a lot of their videos, they use them a lot for, you know, when they're getting set up, you know, something to place your elbows down on, or you can fold it in half and just use it as like a semi base for your rifle, for your buttstock. But man, I loved it. I loved it in Colorado cause there was snow, but there wasn't a lot of it, only a couple inches. There's, you know, and then obviously when it heats up, everything turns to mud. That way you're not just sitting in the mud. And it saved my bacon a couple of times, and I just loved having it. Even cruising around here in California, my buddy, he has a Jeep that we kind of cruise around in, and he brought his son with him one weekend, and I was stuck riding in the bed of the truck. So I used that thing all weekend and just saved just miles driving on these roads and bumpy roads. And but if you're out, you love spotting and you like sitting down for a while and glassing, man, having something to sit on, something that's comfortable, soft, you know, it just saves you at the end of the day. It just makes it more comfortable. And I love it, man. So Stealthy Hunter, you know, and if you take a look at their website, he's got a ton of different things. You know, they're into nutrition and everything else. But man, I love this spotting pad. It's been a lifesaver for me.
It makes a lot of sense. And like, I want to test one out because I got to hunt in the snow for the first time recently with Tyler. I'd never hunted in the snow before. And I mean, your ass gets wet, and we sat and glassed and got to do the full experience.
Yes.
And my ass was wet, and that gets old pretty fast when you're freezing and the wind is 40 miles an hour and you're in 8-inch snow. And It gets old pretty quick, man. I wish I would have had something to sit on. I was like trying to sit on top of my pack and could never really get it situated right. And yeah, I definitely see the benefits there.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I love spotting, and it, I'm definitely guilty of sitting in cactus occasionally, especially like if, you know, if shit hits the fan and you're making quick moves and you got to get it set up quick. Oh my gosh, I've rolled in so much cactus before. And so to kind of know that, you know, you're not going to come home with pricklies in your ass, you know, at the end of the day, it's helpful. So I got a little bit of blood on mine, so I'm not going to clean it off. I'm just going to let it roll.
Lucky blood. Do you use a pad, Tyler, to sit on?
I don't. My
you sit on your pack.
Yeah, I sit on my pack, and I just have figured out a way that, you know, I have that like extra support on the lower part, and it pretty much works as a pad. So it's just one less piece of equipment. I hunt very minimal, so I've hunted with pads before, and I think they're great. I just have never invested in like a nice one, so I can't really attest to like, oh, you got to have one. So I just use my pack because I'm lazy and cheap. So it is what it is.
Well, why don't you tell us about your pack and where you've been putting it to use?
Oh, okay. So I run Exo. So I run an Exo Mountain Gear pack, the 3500. This one is about 5 years old. And Exo actually hooked it up. I was doing a suicide awareness for veterans ruck march or half marathon. So it was 55 pounds or 45 pounds or whatever. And, you know, I reached out to them and said, hey, you know, I'm a veteran. I'm doing this thing for charity. I'm looking for a hunting pack. Like, I know that you guys do a 10% military discount, but is there anything else you could do for me? And the gentleman that reached out was like the head operations of the company itself. And he's like, man, I love what you're doing. You know, we love veterans. We support them a lot. How does 60% off sound for your first pack? And I was like, yeah, that sounds pretty damn good to me. So, but yeah, I mean, this is the only pack I've really ever had besides some kind of bullshit hiking packs. But I have packed out elk, deer, bear, antelope. It's small enough to where it's not bulky for a day pack, but it's got a meat shelf on there that you can pack out 370-inch bulls with their hides or quarters, you know? So, I love this thing. I'm an Exo snob now. I won't go any other pack. Again, you pay for what you get. So if you decide to go cheap on a pack, you're going to feel it when you're packing out animals, or you're going to feel it when you're bringing in gear to go to a backcountry hunt. So, this is probably going to be a more, you know, a bigger gift. I think the other packs run now around $600, probably $700, depending on the size. But I wouldn't trade this thing for the world. I love it. There's extra little pouches that you can get from Exo you put on there. Super easy to use and just comfortable. I never have an issue with like my shoulders hurting or my lower back being sore. Like, it's just a really comfy pack that fits me perfectly. And when you start Western hunting and just hunting in general, finding gear that just fits you and suits you is so hard these days because everybody's just a little bit different. Seems like a lot of companies just go after a certain size, certain length or whatever. But that pack has been a godsend ever since I got it. And I can't say anything bad about it. I just love it.
What size pack is that, Tyler? Is there was it a cubic inches or whatever, however they read those?
I think it's the Exo 3500. I think it's one of their smaller packs. I believe they go all the way up to 4800. So they make some pretty big packs. Now, for what I do, again, I'm not one to like bring all my gear and do like 12 miles in the backcountry and hunt out of a tent. It's not really my style. I don't really have any interest in doing that. So this for me, you know, you could fit a couple days worth of stuff in there. And if you had to chase some animals down. But yeah, like I said, I can't say anything bad about this pack. Big fan. I know a lot of my girlfriend runs an Exo. They're actually coming out with a woman's line, which is really cool. Because she had a pack kind of like mine, but she's small. So they're coming out with a women's line, and her pack, for how small it is, I've watched her carry out two front shoulders of an elk in one, and it's seemed to be just fine. No creaking, no straps breaking, no belt buckles busted. So XO Mountain Gear, look them up on IG. I wish they would sponsor me because I just love them so much. But yeah, I mean, it's just a dope pack.
And like above a lot of things, when you jump into the Western hunting world, like spending money on a good pack seems to be like one of the most important decisions you can make. Like good glass, good pack.
Yeah, I would say glass, pack, and boots. You know, everything else kind of comes in, but those three things, if you have good gear in those, you're just going to notice that your hunting capabilities are better, and your way of life out in the wilderness is just going to be better. You're going to see farther, not be miserable. And another thing they come out with this pack too, not to just completely make this show about XO, but they make a rain fly for it. And I know a lot of other companies do it, but their rain fly is incredible, where it'll be a torrential downpour. You throw that rain fly on there and all of your gear is completely dry and the bag is dry. And it's just a small little kind of elastic thing that goes around. And I can't say enough about this pack. And I think my next pack will be an XO, and my next one after that will be an XO. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I want someone to talk to me like Tyler talks about his pack, man. He said love like 55 times.
I'm emotional, Bobby. Leave me alone.
Sounds like Bobby needs a hug.
Nah.
Bobby, you and me, you're ground blind.
We're not talking about that. My ground blind. I'm a wuss compared to you guys. It's known. It's okay.
He's out there just Kuyu, got face paint on, sitting in a ground blind with a buddy heater. Get fucked, Bobby.
I'm sitting here doing a podcast and fucking my Sitka freaking pullover. Yeah. Just like to wear camo to look like I hunt. That's all.
Man, I'm super glad that we brought you on the team, Bobby, because I was the whipping post for about a year and a half until you came on. Thanks for
that's what I said today. I am the HLE punching bag, so send it my way.
Well, it was Perry, and then it was me. Now it's you. It'll be somebody else next. Don't worry.
That's all right. I don't mind.
Never fear.
I'll take the beating.
Never fear. All right, cool. I'm going to jump into my first one. I got mine right here. So this is my bino harness that I've been running this hunting season. I bought it this summer. It's from TNK Hunting Gear. So huge fan of TNK and everything that they put together here. I bought it this summer for, I had two big hunts lined up. I went to Hawaii to hunt axis deer, and then for my Montana trip with Tyler. And I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and invest in a good bino harness. I had that cheap Vortex one that everybody uses for a while, and the pouches on the side were too, actually I feel like once they started mass producing them, they got a lot, like the quality went down a little bit. And the pouches on the side were too tight. You couldn't really fit anything in them. And I was like, and I missed a mule deer in Wyoming for, because my range finder, I didn't have it next to my binos. I had it like in my freaking cargo pant on my hip, and I like couldn't get it out. And I like got all discombobulated and I got all fucked up. But so, yeah, this TNK bino harness, this is the Gen 2 bino harness. This is the one I have. Made in America, which is pretty sweet. All made in South Dakota. Their owner employs all Americans that make all their products here, which is really cool. The sewing, the stitching, it's all fantastic. It is durable. I beat the shit out of this thing. It's like covered with clay from Hawaii, and it got snowed on and beat up in Montana, and I wear it in Georgia every day when I hunt. It's awesome. Holds my Vortex binos. It's magnetic, which I like. The snaps are magnetic, so it's quiet. No Velcro, no anything like that. And I got the rangefinder attachment for the side. It's got a cool MOLLE system, so you can interchange their accessories on here. So I got the rangefinder attachment, so I never have the mistake of not having my rangefinder right here. Also magnetic, which is really cool. And then I got their admin pouch over here, so I keep 4 extra bullets. Oh shit, Tyler, this is full of rocks. I collect rocks for my wife whenever I go on these hunting trips because she's a science teacher and likes rocks. I forgot about those.
I thought Tyler was just trying to weigh you down.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
And I keep putting rocks in his pockets.
That's what I was trying to do to you, man.
Good luck.
And then,
I'm built different. Yeah,
you are. You're like a fucking mountain goat. So I keep extra bullets in here, and then I keep a windicator. There's a lot of room in here. I just pulled out 6 rocks out of here, which is pretty – this is a pretty weird plug for TNK, but you can fit a lot of rocks in their admin pouch and bullets. So, yeah, I love this Bina harness. Big fan. Veteran-owned, made in America. Tough as shit. No regrets here. So definitely check them out, TNK Hunting Gear, on Instagram. That's my first one.
That thing's sweet, man.
It is sweet. Yeah, they come in a lot of colors and patterns if you're into that kind of thing. And they fit them to your whatever binos you run. So I run 10x50 Vortex. And so you get the size. You measure the width and length of your binos and your rangefinder to get the appropriate pouch size. And you order that and boom. Send it to you. Now it's made in America, so you pay for it, right? It's quality gear, but very much so buy once, cry once. I mean, I beat the shit out of these things. Like, I'm the guy who fucking leaves his gear everywhere and just like, I'm pretty forgetful and just like drop shit. And I'm hard on my gear. And this has held up to 2, you know, destination hunts this fall, that I was pretty rough on it. So definitely good stuff, good quality stuff.
Yeah, definitely. There's nothing better than having a nice, you know, bino harness to work from. And I've never seen them. Well, maybe I have, but I like how all your accessory pouches are kind of right there on the harness itself. A lot of harnesses have them, you know, separately kind of laying across your chest, but like everything is really compact on that thing and looks pretty versatile.
Yeah. Some of them can get pretty like wide, like almost on your, like your, on your ribs, like on your side. Yep. This is all right here in front of you, which is nice. So, yeah, it's good stuff, man.
Right on. Well, now I got a new brand to go take a look at. I've never heard of TNK.
Yeah, TNK. I think the owner's name is Tyler.
Awesome.
TNK. Yeah, man. What you got for your second one, Scotty?
Yeah, my second gift guide recommendation comes from Last Light. Found these guys on Instagram. They kind of specialize in power bundles, you know. So what I got was a power bundle. It came with a charger. It's solar charged. Looks like this. So you can lay it out in the sun. You know, it's a portable charger. You lay it out in the sun, it can recharge itself, so it can do days out in the backcountry. It also has an accessory light on the backside of it. That you can click on, use as a light. And the bundle that I purchased came with a 12-foot whip of string lights, LED string lights. It's all charged with through the USB and the portable charger. Of course, you can use it on any portable charger. But it's super cool. It comes in a little lantern bag that you stuff the whip of lights into, so it can act like a lantern. And then of course, if you are camping or if you get a kill and it's dark out, which actually that happened to us this year when I shot my bull in Colorado, it was dark before we knew it. And we actually use these lights, just to kind of test them out and try them out. But, plugged in, the lantern looks like this. It's pretty awesome. You can hang it up in a tree. You can roll the string of lights out, hang them up in the limbs. And it makes for pretty awesome pictures too, with your, you know, you can wrap them around the antlers, do what you want to do, but, it's just, as we've talked about in another podcast, I'm kind of a light guy. So I like headlamps. I like anything that illuminates, man. I'm all about it. So, you know, whether you're in the duck blind, which would, it'd be perfect out in the duck blind on a refuge or something, you need a little bit of light. Also comes with a couple, they're almost like makeshift zip ties, but they're reusable. And you can use them to strap, you know, the lights, you know, tie them up, string them up. Pretty awesome thing. And it also came with one of those, you guys have probably seen them, but these kind of newer style headlamps that you can just wrap around, you know, throw it over your hat. LED, it's got a motion kind of detector, so you could put in like motion mode so you don't have to continue to keep clicking the power button on and off. You can just kind of wave your hand next to it and it'll turn on and off. I like that thing. Honestly, I've seen these around quite a bit. I'm not super, super impressed by these headlamps because the battery life in this isn't as good as I'd like it. But when they are working, when they are charged, they're very bright. And for the application, you know, as long as you're not doing multiple days out there or whatever, it'll last a while. But if it does die, of course, you got your charger you can charge it up with. But I love this thing, man. It's cool. I've been using it around the house and just as a charger, try to get a little bit of use out of it. But yeah, it comes from Last Light. You can find them on Instagram, online. They got a bunch of different options for bundles. Yeah, it's good stuff. So if you're outdoorsman, you know, you never want your phone to die. We always, you know, everything is all, you know, there's so much technology out there. And whether you're charging a GoPro or whatever you need to charge, if you have a USB adapter, man, these portable chargers are great.
Yeah, and crucial. Like, I really realized my reliance on Onyx when I was out in Montana. And, you know, it can be a bit of a crutch, I guess. But you don't want, I mean, and iPhone batteries are notorious for just like disappearing. Like mine will go from 50 to 5 in like 10 minutes. So having a solid, like there's a lot of crappy portable chargers out there that you can just like pick up and then they don't work, or they don't work in cold weather or whatever. And with Scotty being such a big, he's big light guy, folks. I mean,
big light
loves a good light. And, you know, this is high praise coming from him. So that's awesome.
There you go. Bobby's got some lights over there. Caught my attention.
Yeah, tanning bed lights just for you.
That's what they have in Jersey, right? That's all it is.
Yeah, that's our big lights that we pay attention to, tanning bed lights. Bronzer, non-bronzer, reddening bulbs. You know, you learn about the tanning lights as you live in the state.
Nice, man. Last light. Tyler, what else you got for us, man?
Okay. So this is a cheap option for a gift, but again, this Outdoor Edge 3.5-inch razor blade with blades that are detachable by this little button here. Boom, throw this one away, put a new one in. I believe this blade, and it comes with the knife and it comes with a starter pack of 5 additional blades, is only $30. This knife this year has gone through 2 elk, 6 deer, a bison, a bear, antelope. This knife is unreal. You don't have to worry about bringing, you know, an extra sharpener or an extra set of knives. If the blade gets dull, you just toss it or put it back in your pack wrapped up and then just get a brand new knife or brand new blade. But this 3.5-inch Razor Light EDC from Outdoor Edge, I know guys at my work, and I do HVAC for a living, who have these and they use them on the job site. Again, you don't have to worry about if you break that blade, which I haven't even done yet. And I've done some cutting and prying with these bad boys. But I'm a big proponent on being able to, once you get an animal down, skin it out, get it cut up quickly and get it off the mountain. If it's, you know, especially if you're dealing with heat or if it's too cold out and you just want to get off the mountain, this thing, I mean, Carter, you know, I ripped through 2 deer the first day and your deer with, I think, a total of 3 blades. So it's not like you just get through half a deer and you have to replace it. You could probably do, and I did an entire bull elk this year with just 2 blades. And that was caping it, cutting off the lower legs, quartering it, everything. So the everyday Razor Light 3.5-inch, they have a bunch of options. This is just the one that I like. I think it's great for, like I said, anything from black bear, antelope, all the way up to elk. I'm still waiting on the day that I get to sink one of these into a moose, but it did pretty well with a bison. But yeah, I mean, this thing is pretty sweet. And for how cheap it is too, I mean, that's, like I said, $30 and perfect stocking stuffer, small little gift for somebody. But this thing has been tremendous out in the woods. And I can't say anything bad about it just because it's cheap, reliable, and worth every penny. So
yeah, Those knives are unbelievable, Outdoor Edge knives, for the price point. It's you can't beat it. And I run the 3-inch. Our deer, our animals here in Georgia are a little smaller than Montana. I run the 3-inch one, and that is absolutely perfect. I love that they're you can get them in that fluorescent orange, like the one you're holding up too, because you can find it when you're digging in your pack, which is sweet. That always helps me because I fucking, like I say all the time, I fucking lose all my gear. Having it bright orange is really helpful. You don't have to wrap it in tape or anything like that. And the price, man, the price is unbelievable.
Dude, like I said, I mean, you can, don't get me wrong. Like I promote like paying for nice knives. You know, if you're going to go Gerber or Benchmade or even going like a small company, like having a nice knife is cool. I have one that's like a custom knife that was hand forged, and they're awesome. But again, how long does that edge stay sharp? And so when you take a knife that's, you know, a fixed blade, and then you cut through, let's say, half an elk, you got to take the time to sharpen it back up. Hopefully you're doing it properly. You got to bring a sharpener, a stone or something. And it's just, again, I don't like to bring extra gear if I don't have to. So this is just super simple. I take this knife, I put it, it's got a little clasp on the back of it. I put it on the side of my bino harness, boom. And then in my side pouch on my bag, I put a small, you can buy packs of 25, and I think they're, God, 10 bucks, if that. So, and they're small, they're lightweight, just money. I love them.
Yeah, I use one of those knives as well. And it's, I've used them for years. I have even bought another one because one time I thought I lost mine and I like panicked. So I jumped on Amazon and bought another one real quick because they're for the price, they're perfect. I use those Outdoor Edge knives whenever I'm skinning skulls and, or, you know, doing these European mounts. And yeah, I kind of found that one blade can definitely do like a, I mean, I've done a full elk with one blade before. And then, you know, of course, I just go on Amazon, you can buy, I think that's what you're getting saying, Tyler, is you can buy packs of like 50 extra blades just to have on hand. And it's so nice having a brand new sharp blade when you get started gutting. I mean, it's so like the first swipe up and you're like, oh yeah, this thing is slick right now. But then by the time you're done and you're working around towards the head or doing whatever, you kind of realize that might be dulling out a little bit, but you can, you know, try to sharpen those blades and get a little bit of life out of them. But, they're so easy to replace. My brother, I think he did it by accident. They must make like a 4-inch, knife as well. And he bought these 4-inch, replacement blades, and it didn't fit my 3.5, but it clipped in there. So I could use it, but it wouldn't close all the way. And that thing came out and it was almost like a fillet knife. It was amazing how sharp that thing was. And it added a whole extra half inch to the blade. So there's a lot of different variations to these Outdoor Edge knives, and man, they're the ticket, man. I love those things too.
Yeah. And like Tyler was saying, like definitely no knock against, if you want to spend more money on a knife is another piece of gear that's definitely worth spending money on. And, you know, we'll plug Derek Stantu Blade Company with, you know, he's the official knife maker of Hunt Lift Eat Official. So if you're looking for like a custom knife, right, that's who you want to talk to, Stantu Blade Company. And, you know, his skinning knife that I've bought five of his knives now, because they're freaking unbelievable, mostly as gifts, crazy. Actually. I bought one for my dad. For Thanksgiving. So he makes a K-tip and chef knives and things like that. But his skinning knife is freaking legit, right? And you can really pry on some bones, and that's a solid, it's a piece of art, and it's, you know, a freaking workhorse if you want to spend the money on a custom knife like that. But these Outdoor Edge, you know, very affordable for what you're getting in return. So awesome. Do you have another one, Bobby?
Yeah.
Cool.
So
rip it, dude.
So then my next one is a little bit different, but I have OCD basically when I hunt. So I like to stay organized and I like to keep all my gear tight and with me. So the next product I'm going to shout out here is Diamondback Covers. I don't know if you guys heard of them, seen them or anything like that. They're not something that you can just go and just buy, you know, for somebody. They're definitely a little pricier than any other cover for a pickup truck. But these covers are one of the greatest things I've ever seen. They are make my truck completely waterproof. They lock all my gear up, so everything in my bed of my truck is completely locked up, sealed up. I've never had a raindrop in there. I've never had any kind of accident go into there and get into my gear. So their covers are phenomenal. And to me, a company that one of the things that I really look forward to into a company is the customer service and how they became a company. So, you know, I don't want to knock any other companies out there, but this company is a small shop right in PA, and they got massive. And these two guys started this business right out of their garage for a college project. And that's how they became Diamondback Covers, which I found so interesting. And, you know, it was entrepreneurship at its best right there. They had a class project. They came up with Diamondback Covers, and it just took off. And every time I've had an issue with these covers, I call their customer service line. I call the 1-800 number with lifetime warranty. They instantly get me my product right to me. One of the best companies to deal with. And like I said, they keep my truck completely organized. They have lights, covers, the panel so you can mount things to, the works. And another cool thing that I really enjoy with them is you can actually drive your dirt bikes and ATVs side by sides right on top of the cover. So if you're pulling a camper or anything like that, you can fully load up, man. These things are bomb proof. I mean, I'll tell you real quick. When I had to change my lock, I locked myself out and I had to saw that lock off to change the lock. And that just showed me how strong these covers actually are. There is no way you are getting into these things without those keys. It was a project, that's for sure. But yeah, super shout out to them, man. Really great product that they make, and I really love everything about that.
Yeah, man, I'm actually taking a look at them right now, and those things look legit. Compared to like my bed cover that I have, oh my gosh, it puts it to shame. Those things, looks like they have some, you know, hydraulic things, so they kind of self-assist open and close, and they do look bomb-proof.
Oh, they are. It's like I had the regular trifold cover, like the canvas one, for years. And I thought, oh, you know, I just want to keep my gear dry. But now I keep my hunting stuff in my truck year round. Like I have a bed slide out of there. I keep my bow in there. And, you know, we spend a lot of money on our equipment. I want to make sure my shit, like if I'm going into Walmart or something, is locked up. So they actually open up from like, I don't know, I guess like a V almost. So this way you can have the front and the back side. Everything can get into there. You can fold it over, and I can't even tell you, like, if I have to pick something up now, I throw everything on top of the cover and just strap it down. I don't put anything in the bed of my truck anymore. Just my hunting gear stays in there.
This would be a bigger gift for somebody, I would assume.
Oh, yeah.
Like someone you really like.
Well, get them a gift card, all right? Get them a gift card towards this, because that's actually how I got this product. I was like, there's no way I'm ever buying this for myself. I'm like, it's too much money. I would love to, you know, I've seen their ads all the time. Someone actually got me 2 gift cards. I'm like, well, now I fucking have to use them. So that's why, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. Sweet. Tyler, you got one more?
Yeah, I got one more. Listen up, guys. If you want your husband or your wife to just be double-cheeked up, skies out, thighs out, just – on a Sunday afternoon, these Hunt Lift Eat Silkies, baby. If you're just trying to have that underwear to make sure all your junk and giblets stay around, but just how nice and comfy these bad boys are. I mean, you could do squats. You could do stuff in them. I don't know. You can pretty much take over the world in the Hunt Lift Eat Silkies, baby. And if you just want to be thighed out, dog, These are money. But seriously, I've got 3 pairs of these, and I go to the gym in them. They're super comfy. They're you know, if you're like squatting, a lot of times if you have like short shorts or even gym shorts, they feel unstable in the back, meaning like they come down a little bit. But I got these as a gift, and I love them. I wear them to bed sometimes. I wear them to the gym, like I said, or just if I just want to be alpha and walk around Stevensville, Montana, let people know who the thigh daddy is. I let them know. And so, but yeah, these Hunt Lift Eat Silkies, they come in tiger stripes. I don't know what kind of camo this is. I would just go like old school, I guess. And then I got one, another pair in just plain green, but they're great. And yeah, I mean, just go on Hunt Lift Eat and look up the Silkies, and they're great. So
the best.
They're literally
I haven't taken
best.
Mine off. Okay. I'm not going to lie. I haven't washed them yet since they came here. And listen, they're very comfy. Okay.
No. Oh, no. Yeah. Shameless plug for a great product there. Check out huntlifteat.com. Go get you a pair of the Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Hoochie Daddy season, baby.
Legit. Super good. It's going to be 71 degrees here on Wednesday, boys. Like, it is fucking Hoochie Daddy short weather.
Dude, it is going to be a solid 24 degrees, 17 degrees here in Montana. And guess what? It's going to be sunny. So you know your boy out there just double-cheeked up on a Wednesday afternoon.
Can't be stopped.
No, well, if you've never had a pair of silkies, man, these are the ones to get. I know a lot of military guys know about them, but if you've never worn a pair of silkies, get some on and enjoy. Because like Bobby said, you'll never want to take them off. I recommend washing them, though, every once in a while.
Listen, it's only been 2 days. I've only had them for 2 days, all right? Chill, guys. I ain't that much of a dirtbag. God.
They are machine washable for anybody interested.
Bobby smells like just shitty mozzarella and suntan lotion.
I'm resigning. Dude, I just found out.
There's a pocket on the inside.
There's a pocket?
Where?
It's probably for your phone. It's probably for your phone.
Phone pocket.
There's a pocket, dog. Oh, I'm about to put so many snacks in this bitch. Respectfully.
Wow.
I'm going to buy you a new camera, Tyler, so I can see them.
That's where all my liver is going to go. All my liver.
I have bison liver if you want some.
Pass.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. Quitters.
Yeah. Maybe if I was there, I'd take a bite.
Just airmail you some rotten liver. Just like, oh, it's good, dude.
Live the king life.
Right. All right, cool. Let me drop my last one. So my last Christmas gift for this guide is actually a kid's gift, children's gift. It's one of my favorite gifts to give. And I guess I'm like at an age where a lot of my friends are having kids. I guess I'm having kids. So a lot of my friends in my realm are having kids, and this is an awesome gift for any kids in your life. These are the books from Smile Outside. They are fantastic, and they all have to do with all things outdoors. So we had Smile Outside on our podcast. It's owned by two brothers, James and Luke Jubron. And we had James on the podcast. Him and his brother own this company. And I just love these books. They're fantastic. I got a 2.5-year-old and I got one on the way this coming January. They're great books to give. The really cool thing about this company is that they donate 10% of all sales to conservation groups across the United States. So Pheasants Forever, Ducks Unlimited, things like that. My mom always said growing up, like, vote with your money. So like, if you want to vote with your dollars for conservation, this is a fantastic company to do that with. And like, one, as an educator, kids need to be reading more books and watching less TV. If they can't be outside, at least give them a book that they can look at and read. James is also a science teacher, which is really cool. So he's into education for kids. And this is the way to go. So Smile Outside. Their books come in series, which is really cool. So you can get several books at once. They have a Conservation 1 and a Conservation 2 series. Like, we got antlers, we got pheasants and quail. My daughter is really into all things that swim. So we got like fun fish, we got reef, we got cold water. She's like super into anything marine life related. And boy, do we wear these books out, which is awesome too. Cause if you have kids or you like, or an aunt or uncle that's like really involved with kids, like, shit, dude, once your kid locks in on a book they like, you put some miles on that book and you read and you reread and you reread. So that's the cool thing about these conservation series is that you get a bunch of books at once. I have all of their books. It's like 10 of them. So you can really put some miles on them. They also have a new book that just came out called Tracking the ABCs, which I thought of you, Bobby. Not that it's like your reading level or whatever, but it's all about no, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. But
it's, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
Oh, smooth.
It's, It's all about like hunting dogs and dogs that are in the sporting world, which is really cool.
That's awesome.
Because, you know, you and Tyler are big dog guys. So that's really cool to introduce that concept to your kids as well. So they're fantastic books, full HOA stamp of approval, and, you know, great price point. I mean, you're talking 20, 30 bucks and then for a series of books, and then a percentage of that goes to conservation, which is like a massive benefit for all of us hunting and spending time in the outdoors.
Yeah, definitely. I actually, because you guys of the podcast and you talking about them so much, I actually bought a set for my nephew, and I'm excited for him to get them for Christmas this year too. I thought that was really cool the way these books are, and just something you can't find in stores. And like you said, you mean your dollars are going to conservation too. So what better way to spend some money and donate at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if you can see that, but like the illustrations, they have a different illustrator for each book, but the illustrations are excellent, which is like also really cool. Like, you know, obviously with my daughter being two, she's like way more into, hey, what does this brown trout look like, rather than like the words on the page, which is really cool. So the illustrations and the time put into these books is really cool. So yeah, Smile Outside, check them out. Fantastic gift option for kids or young families who are having kids. So yeah, that's my last one for the gift guide.
Yeah, I'm going to swoop up a set of those for my daughter. I mean, it's so hard nowadays to find like legitimate, good reading material. I mean, you get hand-me-down books and stuff, and, you know, to kind of gear them a little bit towards the outdoors, something that, you know, piques their interest. Like you said, your daughter likes anything that swims, you know, anything that has to do with water. You know, just you never know until you expose them to those types of things. So I think it's a great concept. And again, like you said, with the conservation donations and everything, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, it's a solid vote with your dollars for sure. Yeah. Does anybody else have anything? Do we have any outstanding items for the gift guide before we wrap this one up?
I mean, I got a million, but I don't know. You want me to save a few? Because, you know, gizmos and gadgets galore over here for me.
maybe we'll have to do a part two, man. Maybe we'll have to get some other faces on here and share some more options as well. So this was kind of a, you know, just dip your toe into a couple products and items that we love and support that have our vote of confidence for whatever the hell that means to you listeners out there. But all these companies are well worth checking out. You know, speak for myself, and then I trust all these guys here. If they trust your gear and they trust these items, then definitely check them out for the outdoorsmen, outdoors women in your life, kids, and yeah, check these companies out, and, you know, message us with any questions that you guys have. Christmas is coming, man. Get on it. I haven't started my shopping, so fuck, dude. I need to get after it.
Yeah, no, I haven't gotten anything. Actually, I bought myself a bunch of stuff, and my wife was pissed. She's like, oh, you're not supposed to be buying shit for yourself. I'm like, but it was a big Kuyu sale. I'm sorry. Like, I had to. Scotty said to.
Yep.
So blamed it on Scotty.
Yeah, well, I'll be the bad guy. It's fine.
Hell yeah. That's what he's for. Awesome. Well, let's go around the horn. So if anybody has any questions about your specific products, where can people message you? Bobby, where can people find you, man?
Yeah, man, if you have any questions about rack getters or diamondback covers or, I mean, anything that I always post on my page, I'm on Instagram, Bobby_light. Bobby Light can do you right. Right, Tyler? Tyler knows all about it.
Bobby Light gonna do you right.
I always wonder what that stood for. Now I know.
It was one of those like nicknames in high school that stuck forever, and then you just never changed it. So, yeah. I was thinking about changing it the other day, but that's off topic. Sorry.
Scotty, where can people find you, man?
Yeah, people can find me on Instagram, the_skull_keeper. And yeah, if you guys got questions, you know, the Stealthy Hunter spotting pad or the Last Light kind of power bundle, got any questions, hit me up.
Hell yeah. Tyler, where can people see that giant elk that you killed?
Yeah, if you want to take a look at Instagram, big_sky_tie, about the knife or the pack, or, you know, like we were talking about, I've got a million other little trinkets that I just have, but just keep this podcast from going 7 hours. And, you know, just reach out, ask questions. I'm here to just give you the best knowledge that I have and some gear tips that have helped me out in the wilderness or even just around the house. So if you got any questions, BigSky_Ty on Instagram and let me know.
Hell yeah. And if you guys got questions about Smile Outside books or TNK hunting gear, particularly their bino harness or their rangefinder pouch, hit me up, the homestead_GA. And that's it. We're gonna put this out. We'll tag everything in the show notes. Bobby's got his work cut out for him, putting together some video for this one of us actually showing you guys a product. So give us your feedback. If the video is trash, it's because Tyler lives in the middle of nowhere. And yeah, we appreciate the howdy, you listeners. Merry Christmas, everybody. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to take a stab at your
Wi-Fi. I was going to say, dude, it's not my fault I have carrier pigeon internet. That's what happens when you live out here.
He apologizes to you for that little thing, and fucking guys beat me up today, and I didn't get shit. You know what?
Yeah, dude, because I can read, all right?
I don't partake. I'm the peacekeeper here, yeah. Anyways, listeners, check out the show notes for all the links and tags for all the companies and products involved here, and we appreciate the hell out of you guys. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you guys next week.